From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. NATO has announced its decision on sending more troops to Afghanistan. NATO Chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen says 25 NATO allies have pledged some 7,000 new troops and that there are more pledges to come. NATO is holding a foreign ministers meeting in Brussels. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is there to sell President Obama's plan to send 30,000 more U.S. troops. Nearly 1,000 Marines swooped into the southern Afghan town of Nowzad early this morning. It's part of a larger operation to clear and hold a key area dominated by the Taliban. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from the Afghan capital of Kabul.
The city of Nowzad has long been empty of civilians because of frequent fighting between the Taliban and NATO troops. But Islamist insurgents remain in Nowzad, the second largest city in the southern province of Helmand. This latest offensive is an attempt to clear the city of militants so demining teams can do a feasibility study. Nowzad is riddled with mines and homemade bombs. Several other towns and villages in the region have been cleared by U.S. and NATO troops, although holding those areas has been challenging. U.S. military officials say it's critical to secure Nowzad City in order to create one strategic and contiguous security buffer in the area, which is a Taliban stronghold. U.S. military officials say the Nowzad offensive is expected to be a multi-day operation. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Police in Pakistan say gunmen are attacking a mosque located close to army headquarters in the city of Rawalpindi. There are reports of casualties, but it's unclear how many. The Associated Press says 14 people have been killed, but there are reports of a higher death toll. The attack is the latest in a series that's rocked Pakistan as the government presses a military offensive against Taliban militants in their stronghold in the South Waziristan tribal region. Little, if any, improvement is expected when the Labor Department releases its November employment report later this morning. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Advance indicators of the past month's job picture have provided little encouragement. Though first-time jobless claims unexpectedly fell last week, continuing claims, the total number of people receiving unemployment benefits, rose by 28,000 to nearly 5.5 million. The Institute for Supply Management says employment edged up in manufacturing in November, but more slowly, while its survey of corporate purchasing managers in non-manufacturing industries showed a sharp contraction in employment. ADP Employer Services says private companies cut 169,000 jobs. The median forecast of Wall Street economists is for a further 100,000 decline in non-farm payrolls, considerably less than in earlier months. The unemployment rate is expected to stay at 10.2%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Chrysler and General Motors say they'll offer binding arbitration with more than 3,000 terminated dealerships. But the plan is contingent on Congress agreeing not to act on bills to force the automakers to restore the franchises. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
Dealers began a fierce lobbying campaign in Washington after Chrysler closed 789 dealerships and GM told 2,400 they must close by the end of next year. The House passed a bill to force the automakers to reinstate the franchises, but the Senate hasn't acted yet. The automakers say they'll let an arbitrator decide if the terminations were arbitrary or based on business criteria. If Congress doesn't push the bills forward, a group that represents terminated dealers calls the plan completely inadequate. GM and Chrysler say they have to align the number of dealerships with much lower demand for vehicles. A senior Democratic aide says the proposed arbitration process must be more comprehensive to prevent legislative action. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
General Motors and its Chinese partner, SAIC, are teaming up to sell vehicles in India. GM India says in a statement that the collaboration should be finalized soon. It involves a sale of majority control of GM's China venture to SAIC to give China entry into the Indian market and give GM a cash injection as it restructures after emerging from bankruptcy. Authorities expect to move Roman Polanski to house arrest in his Swiss chalet today. He was moved to an undisclosed location yesterday from a jail in the Zurich area where he spent the last couple of months after being arrested in September. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.